All right, we now move on to progress reports, and we have four progress reports. First, again, I'm sorry, it's from me, and that is with regard to the work of the Island Task Force, harbourfront developments on the Hong Kong Island. If I could just draw your attention to the report, there were a number of issues that we focused on, which are important, I think, in the wider context of the harbour as a whole. As you know, we some time ago had to deal with challenges with ventilation buildings and noise mitigation measures in central outside our IFC. The first item there, you see, we're having to look at the same sort of challenges where the Central Wan Chai Bypass joins the Island Eastern Corridor down in North Point. And there again, we're looking at decking over portals, we're looking at sound barriers, trying to minimise, if you like, impact as best we can. As you see, members were concerned about visual permeability, we were concerned about pedestrian access to the landscape deck above the eastern portal. And the team have taken away our concerns. One of the things we suggested was that they ought to consult residents as to whether they, you know, there's two choices. One is to deck over and to create barriers, and the other is to accept the level of noise but not have the visual impact. And we did suggest that they should perhaps consult residents as to whether the level of noise might be considered acceptable as compared to the somewhat ugly and somewhat conspicuous noise barriers that are going to be put on site. So that was one area where we've made our voice felt, I think. Second item on the agenda was a development in King Wah Road, North Point. Again, a relatively small development, but again, we were encouraged here, I think, by the efforts of the proponent with what is a very constrained site to respond to the harbour planning principles. And yes, we felt there was scope for improvement, and you'll see the improvements are listed there, but this was another, I think, encouraging example, if you like, of proponents doing their best to respond to the harbour planning principles. We then had a presentation on this boardwalk that is proposed under the Island Eastern Corridor. This is the second time we've looked at this particular proposal. The challenge of combining pedestrians and bikes hasn't gone away, and it's something that we're going to have to think very carefully about. There was quite a lot of discussion around changes in levels, because in places the boardwalk has to go over or around obstacles, if you like, which results in some quite major changes in levels. Again, we felt that those should be minimised as much as possible. And as you can see from the third paragraph, the study is ongoing. One of the challenges is implications of the protection of the harbour ordinance. At minimum, the boardwalk will cast a shadow over the water, which might be deemed to be reclamation. And in some cases, there are works proposed which would actually be considered to be reclamation. So we'll have to face that challenge as and when we proceed with the proposal. I think the task force is very much minded that this is something we should be encouraging, should be trying to make happen, if you like, rather than not make happen, because it would improve connectivity in a major way between Causeway Bay and Quarry Bay. But I think the big debate will be, I think, pedestrians and bicycles or just pedestrians, but that's to come, I think. And then under item D, you'll see that we had a review of what's happening on the with the new central harbourfront sites, and Rock OEM presented proposals for two parks: one which is passive open space, the other which is essentially a large pet garden. Quite strong demand for pet garden type facilities, so we have to accommodate them somehow. As you see, again, we like the design. Rocco had been creative in his thinking, as he always is, and that design has been taken away to be further refined. We talked about the central piers and Paul's concern that there's not enough storage space at the ground floor level for the goods and the equipment that the ferry pier operators use and need. That point was taken and has been taken on board. In fact, it's interesting there that those, the central piers are subject to a major redesign exercise. They went to the town planning board, and the town planning board was very concerned about connectivity, internal connectivity within the piers, and the proponents have been asked to re-examine how they get people up into the upper levels of the piers. The suggestion is escalators, which obviously has a major impact on both the physical space and the viability. But that will come back to us before any decision is made. And then finally, and I think this is worth noting, and this is a battle that I'm afraid we have to fight, this is on the design of Longwa Road, P2, where, if you recall, we were promised what I deliberately have remarked here as a tree-lined boulevard. That's what we were promised. It was going to be a relatively quiet, sedate road. There were going to be speed limitations, etc. We actually heard the suggestion at the meeting last time that they might increase the speed limit along the boulevard. So that obviously did not meet with a lot of support. I think we are going to have to revisit the whole design of that road at some stage. But, well, the design and the use, because if we understand vehicles are driving at speeds of 90, 100 kilometres along it, certainly isn't going to be the tree-lined boulevard that we were hoping for if that's allowed to happen indefinitely. So those are the items, I think, that were the main focus of the harbour, the island task force. Do any of the members want to add anything? Please.
In respect of P2, the speeding problem, actually after the last meeting, Harbour Unit has sought police assistance to step up enforcement action to tackle the speeding problem at Longwa Road, P2. The speed of offending vehicles recorded by the police are from 60 to 75 kilometres, and the relevant departments will continue to be mindful of the situation. Thank you.
Did I see a hand go up, Peter? Oh, sorry.
Chairman, on point C regarding the boardwalk, some members' opinions that there might be a problem with the cycling. There are also some members who opinion that there is no problem with cycling. So in that sense, the report is not is somewhat biased here. So I hope that could be corrected in the minutes, or at least, or if not in the report itself. The waterfront, I think we have the issue in the central, going to have an issue there of people arriving with dogs to go to the waterfront park where dogs are allowed, but they can't walk with their dogs elsewhere. So I think we have to revisit the idea that dogs on the lead should be allowed everywhere. We have the same problem on the waterfront now here outside this building at Hoyu Street, where a section of the waterfront dogs are allowed and other sections they are not allowed. So people that come from Link K1, they can't walk with their dogs to Hoyu Street. So we have to get to a point that dogs on the lead are allowed, at least on designated routes within those areas, with ample facilities for people to get rid of whatever the dogs would leave behind. So I think we'll need to revisit that. Under the Municipal Services Ordinance, it is permitted to have dogs in public spaces as long as they don't are considered a threat or a nuisance to people, and as long as they're under proper control. So I hope that we could get this re-looked at. Otherwise, we're going to get a very hot spotty ability for people with dogs to walk around the harbour. And the final point is the P2. It's a 50-kilometre road right now. And I would think, and I hope we can discuss that briefly today, that it's not an issue of longer term fixing the road. What can be done immediately is that the most erring problem with the road right now is the concrete dividers. And the concrete dividers could easily be replaced with stone wall planters, which is around Hong Kong everywhere at 50-kilometre roads. And that would immediately soften the impact of the design of that road if we can get rid of those concrete profiles that are the middle sections of that road. In some sections there are not. In the majority of the road there is. So they can be very quickly, very cheaply be replaced. Stonewall planters. We have them everywhere in Hong Kong. I think we should urge for that to be done immediately, instead of letting that sit for longer term. In the meantime, it looks like a highway. So if we can discuss that briefly today and ask highways that they can implement those changes immediately. Thank you.
Paul, I'm not sure I want to discuss it today. I think we can ask them to look at your idea, your proposal, and we can take it to the next meeting of the task force. Otherwise, we're going to get into major design issues today. So it needs to be addressed, I accept, but let's deal with the detail at the task force meeting.
That means you agree to delete the words "in the longer term," because that's in your report currently, and I don't think we agreed in the longer term, so I think we want to do something quickly. I think everybody was very upset with P2, so the words "longer term" in this report should be deleted.
Well, I think we've got your suggestion. Let's ask TD to look at it and report back to the task force. Thank you. Anything else people like to raise? Thank you very much. Okay.